Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about falling in love with your life's journey.
It's an odd title.
It is an odd title.
I kept reading it and I'm thinking, looking at it from different angles, and I thought, okay, let me see what this is really about.
Right, right. But you know, what it reminded me of was, it sure would be nice to find your life's journey to know what you're going to fall in love with.
Right, right, right. Because what it's, he begins the article by saying that many of us suffer from this sort of free-floating anxiety, or
right,
this discomfort, dissatisfaction, sort of low-grade chronic dissatisfaction with our life.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And what he's arguing here is that, come on, decide what your journey is going to be,
right,
and embrace it and get on with it.
Yeah.
Okay? Stop wallowing around being a little bit unhappy about things.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and we've talked about that kind of thing before,
right,
that, you know, it's important that you take an honest look at your life, look at your interests, look at your goals, look at what you would like to accomplish. You know, that whole,
right,
activity of looking at who you are and who you would like to be, that real self versus the ideal self, and figure out, you know, what are you good with, what are you okay,
right,
with, and then what would you like to change?
And the other thing that I really liked about this, and we're going to talk later in the week, we're going to talk about some the link between psychotherapy and brain function.
Correct.
Okay,
right,
so this this mind-body connection. One of the points that early messages that he has in this reading is that there is a connection between the pain in your body,
mm-hmm,
and your life journey.
Right.
Okay. And he's saying, you know, people who have digestion problems, irritable bowel, ulcerative colitis, maybe even Crohn's, chronic headaches, back pain, all these pains in your body. And what he advises is to focus on the pain in your body and realize that there's some emotional pain behind that. There's something about the way you're living your life,
right,
that you need to get into focus, because the disruption in your emotional life could be related to the pain in your body. And,
right,
and that I believe in.
Right.
I mean, there's enough evidence out there now that if you're just unhappy, you're probably also going to have some physical symptoms.
Right.
Okay. And that's what he's talking about here, is that, so change your life and that will help to address those symptoms.
Right.
It might not end them, but at least you'll begin to address the underlying cause of why you might be physically ill.
Right. Yeah. You know, I'm sure that there are listeners out there wondering, wait a minute, the name,
right,
of this is Fall in Love with Your Life's Journey. Why are,
right,
we talking about physical pain and all of that? And that's exactly the point, is that, you know, when we're not following our life's journey, when we're not satisfied, happy, content,
right,
comfortable,
mm-hmm,
with who we are, where we are, where we're going,
right,
it tends to manifest in physical ailments. It tends to manifest in psychosomatic symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, even more concretely, more physically, it results in inflammation that causes all kinds of other issues in our body.
Right. And there are people who believe that, for example, the acupuncturists,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
who have been practicing this art for thousands of years, that's all about inflammation. That's all about interrupting inflammation. And so we know there is this connection between how we feel about ourselves and our life and physical illnesses, okay? Because so many of them, there was a person on, I think it was the People's Pharmacy about a week or so ago, who said that essentially all the diseases we're dying of in advanced cultures like,
mm-hmm,
ours are due to inflammation.
Right.
Cancer, arthritis, heart disease,
yeah,
strokes. These are all inflammatory diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something to this mind-body connection that we need to understand a little bit better.
Right. And so when we're thinking about what to do about that,
mm-hmm,
you know, I love it that he throws in the Einstein,
yes,
quote of, you know, we can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them.
That's right. You've created this confusion, dissatisfaction in your life. That's how you got here. It's going to be very difficult or impossible to use that same thinking to create a new life.
Right.
You're going to have to change your thinking.
Right. Yeah. And I think that the crux or the overarching message that I got from this article, and the link to it is in the show notes, and I would love to hear what other people's thoughts are about it, is that, you know, if you're unhappy, if you don't feel good about where you are and where you're headed, that's the first sign that maybe you're not following your life's journey.
That's right. You're on the wrong path.
Right.
You know, you're not on your path.
Right. And the second thing is that if you're not, you're going to have to do something different to find the right path.
Exactly.
Because if you keep doing the same thing, as the Einstein quote says, if you keep doing the same thing, you're just going to keep getting the same result.
Yeah, because the one we always hear about, of course, right, is expecting the same, you know, doing the same thing and expecting a different result. You know, that's the one we always quote. But I like this one better.
Right.
You know, that you can't use the old thinking. That's what got you here.
Right.
So you're going to have to change your thinking.
Right. I was talking with a person the other day, and you know, we kind of get into this artificial structure that we impose upon ourselves that says, well, you know, for me to follow my life's journey, that has to be from 8 in the morning to 5 p.m. I have to figure all that out within that time, but you know what, I'm working, so I just can't figure out what my life's journey is because I can't fit all of that and work between, and you know, I can't work on the weekends because, and I'm certainly not saying you need to become a workaholic or you need to do it. But what I am saying is that there are things that you can do outside of your normal work hours. If you have to work the job that you have now, but you know that your life's journey is somewhere else,
right?
You can absolutely spend time in the evening reading and researching, and you can spend time on the weekend learning more or writing or doing whatever it is that you need to do to find that path that you need to be on.
Right.
Because when you're following that passion, that's how you're going to find your journey. That's how you're going to find the path that you need to be on.
That's right. What are you really interested in doing? Right. And most of us are living in this gray area. Mm-hmm. You know, Teddy Roosevelt talked about that gray area that knows neither victory nor defeat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about living that mediocre life in an earlier podcast. And that's what we're doing. We're sort of going along in life, and we're just not satisfied with where we are. And that leads to two problems. We talked about the physical problems that it leads to. But the other thing, when you're not living your journey, when you're not on your journey, the other thing you do is you start to compare yourselves to other people. You start to compare yourself to other people. And in these days of Facebook and social media, that can be an absolutely devastating part of your life. Because as he says in this article, and I love the line, he said, you're comparing you're comparing your behind the scenes life to everybody else's highlight reel. And that's absolutely true. When you go on Facebook, you're looking at somebody who is presenting himself or herself in the most positive way possible.
Right.
You know, the girl who took 18 takes before she was satisfied with the photo, this candid shot at the dinner table that took 18 takes. And so you're comparing your mediocre, mundane, behind the scenes, I'm struggling everyday life to somebody's highlight film.
Right.
That's not going to lead to positive results.
And what baffles me about it is that we all know that, but we do it anyways.
Right, we keep doing it.
It does, and it doesn't make, it's hard to wrap my brain around that we know that the stuff that we see on Facebook isn't reality.
Right.
It's just what someone chooses to share and in the way and at the time. You know, how many times have you seen somebody post something and you say, hey, that was great, how was the beach today? And they say, oh, well, that was like 3 weeks ago.
Like,
well, you didn't even go today, but you posted it today because...
I had to ask somebody that the other day. I said, when did this happen?
You know,
did this happen today? And I asked my daughter, the technophile, and she said, I don't know when it happened. That's just when it was posted.
Right.
I said, so this didn't happen at 5:08 today. And she said, nobody knows.
Yeah.
That could have happened a week ago.
Right.
It was just posted today.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, a little trickery there.
Yeah.
I have to learn these things, you know, about social media.
Well, one day.
That's another story. But you're right. You're comparing yourself, and it's not a fair comparison.
Right.
But that just drags you down a little bit more.
Right.
Okay. And then there's a third issue of, I don't feel successful.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, and we have talked about this in the past. Remember,
right.
we did a whole thing on success.
Right.
Success is not the destiny. It's not the destination.
Right.
It's a process. Because success comes and goes. And that struck me because, at least in my short life, we can talk about what remains or what was, right? Thank you for that vote of confidence.
I didn't want to say anything.
I know, but you did. Your eyes said it all. And that smile, that little smirk that came over your face. No, in my short life, it's right. I've had some successes, but I've had some disappointments. And the successes were not lasting.
Right.
And he's absolutely right. Success comes and goes. You're going to succeed, and you're going to fail, and you're going to succeed, and you're going to fail. But success is not reaching the destination. Success is a journey,
mm-hmm.
and you have to measure it in a different way.
Right.
And that's very good advice, too.
I was working with a patient not long ago, and the example that I used for that... I don't know why I used it because I've never been to a dog race in my life, but I was using dog races because, you know, they chase the rabbit.
It's a mechanical rabbit.
Right. Yeah. But from what I understand is that it's critical that the dog never catches it.
Right.
Because if the dog catches it, if he succeeds, the dog isn't going to chase it anymore. He's going to stop. Right.
Right.
So, you know, our idea of success should never be mm-hmm. something like that is so that once you attain it, then you're done. Now what?
Right. You're never there. I mean,
right.
you pursue goals and you think that that's going to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
Everything is an intermediate goal. Even long-term goals are short-term goals in the
that's right.
the lifespan.
There is no prize at the end. You know,
if
you win an Oscar, you know, it's okay. So it goes on a shelf, but you have to go to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the end of it. You know, it's mm-hmm. not like somebody's going to give you $1 million a year because you won an Oscar. You have to go back to work the next day.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So, and the last thing that I wanted to mention on this mm-hmm. one is that kind of going back to the idea that, you know, you have to work outside the 8 to 5 if you're going to find, you know, your life's journey. And what that also means is outside your comfort zone.
That's right.
You know, it's going to be difficult because mm-hmm. you're going to have to change patterns. You're going to have to change routines. You're going to have to change schedules. And if you are a stay-at-home mom mm-hmm. and you decide that you want to go back to school or you want to go back to work,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be difficult because now you have to figure out what you're going to do with the kids and you're going to have to figure out how to... You know, how the things at the house that you've been managing are going to be managed
right.
if you're not there every day. But those things are manageable. Those things, you can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
It creates some discomfort. It creates some distress. And at your weak times, you're going to want to go back to that. And
right.
so you have to be vigilant. You have to keep pushing yourself. Because when you know that you're on your life's journey, you know mm-hmm. that this is the path that you need to be on, you know, it's not going to be all rose petals. There's going to be some difficult times. You're going to want to retreat, but you have mm-hmm. to be persistent and stay on that path because you know, while you don't know what lies ahead, you know what's behind you.
That's right.
And if what's behind you is dissatisfaction, you don't want to go back there, even if it's comfortable.
Right. That's right. We said a minute ago that success comes and goes. You know, you're
mm-hmm.
successful and then you have some failures and you have some successes and you have some failures. And you have to know that it's not a series of successes. There's some successes and there are some disappointments.
Right.
And it's managing these highs and lows
mm-hmm.
that what this is about. Each is temporary.
Right.
You know, they're going to disappear. The successes mm-hmm. are going to disappear and the failures are going to disappear.
Right.
They're all temporary. They come and go. And so you just work through each one of those. But he mentions a person here, and I don't know this, Tony Baker. is the person's mm-hmm. name, and I don't know Tony mm-hmm. Baker, but he has this wonderful line of stay in your lane.
Right.
Okay, if you're on this journey, stay in your lane. Don't get sidetracked. Mm-hmm. Don't let the disappointments throw you. Don't let the success throw you. Just keep pursuing those goals that are your life journey.
Right.
That's the advice.
Absolutely. So all
good
right.
advice here. Mm-hmm.
That is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.